The textile industry routinely deals with dangerous chemicals. Most dye colors contain toxic elements. In fact, the trimmings or excess cloth from Rohner Textiles factory contains so many questionable chemicals that the Swiss government classified them as dangerous waste. Furthermore, the trimmings couldn't be burned or buried in Switzerland to comply with government regulations, but they had to be exported, shipped to a country with looser regulations such as Spain. To address this problem, Bill McDonough and Michael Brongart studied 8,000 chemicals commonly used in the textile industry. They measured each chemical against a set of safety criteria. Of the chemicals they tested, 7,962 failed. They were left with 38 chemicals, but those were safe enough to eat, according to McDonough. Amazingly, using just those 38 chemicals, they were able to create a complete line of fabrics containing every color but black. The fabric they chose was made from natural materials, wool, and a plant fiber called rami. When the production process went online, inspectors from the Swiss government came to check the water flowing out of the plant to make sure chemical emissions were within legal limits. At first, the inspectors thought their equipment had broken, said McDonough. The instruments were detecting nothing in the water. Then the inspectors tested the water flowing into the factory, which was Swiss drinking water, and found that the equipment was fine. McDonough said the fabrics during the production process were further filtering the water. McDonough's new process wasn't just safer, but it was also cheaper. Manufacturing costs shrank 20%. The savings came in part from the reduced complexity and expense of dealing with toxic chemicals. Workers no longer had to wear protective clothing, and the scraps, instead of being shipped to Spain for burial, were converted to felt, which was sold to Swiss farmers and gardeners for crop insulation. McDonough proved that there can be a consistency between business goals and environmental goals.